Then the pages from the extra paragraph of Aris HaTorah, page 322, Ice Yud, If Yud. And I've said this many times, it's important to remember that this wasn't written as a sefer. So therefore, the pieces that were pulled from the Ksavim of Rav Kook, there's going to be overlap. There's going to be some, the concepts of course are repeating, are being repeated, because they're from different Ksavim. It wasn't written as a sefer. But in every single piece, there are differences, there's different knesh, there's something extra, there's something, there's a tesefis in Kedusha, and in understanding the sugya. So we're going to learn a few more sifrim from this section, and Mitzvah to return soon to the sefer itself. So on page 322, Sif Yud. Kol ha-churban ha-musari sheba la-olam. The entire churban ha-musari, the downfall of ethics, the downfall of decency, the downfall of tikkun ha-midas. Kol prikas ha-ol shel Torah v'mitzvos ha-ma'aseis. And besides the downfall and the destruction, the churban of Musar, that has nothing to do with the Musar movement, it means Musar, what Musar is. Meaning of the greatness of a person, of the tikkun of a person, of a Jew making himself into a greater person. Kol ha-churban ha-musari sheba la-olam, kol prikas ha-ol shel ha-Torah v'ha-mitzvos ha-ma'aseis. The whole prikas ha-ol, the throwing off of the burden, of the, burden sounds like a bad word, of the yoke, I think. But the whole prikas ha-ol of Torah and mitzvos ha-ma'aseis, even of Yiddishkeit, of practical Torah and mitzvos. Rav Kook traces it all back to this nekuda that we're talking about already for a long time. Hakol ba mitzad sharegesh v'hamachshava toivim es tafkidam. That's another sentence that Baruch Hashem over the years, many of these unbelievable one-liners from Rav Kook. The whole churban of Musar and the whole prikas ol, the whole abandonment of Yiddishkeit that we're seeing. Hakol ba mitzad shaharegesh comes from what? That the regesh, the emotions and the machshavas, toivim es tafkidam. They're demanding to fulfill their roles in a person's life. Toivim es tafkidam. They want to be able to do what they were created to do. We have a heart and we have a brain. We have hergeshim, we have machshavas. Regesh and the machshava of a person is tovei es tafkido. A person has a mind and a heart, and the mind and the heart were sent down into this world with tremendous, tremendous tafkid of making this person to a tzaddik, to a kaddish, of bringing all kinds of kavod shamayim to the world. And before it came to the world, the heart and the mind of the person were charged with this energy and with this shlichus. Hindarshim chidush olam. The regesh and the machshava are demanding a chidush of the world. Are demanding something new, something big in the world, in our lives. HaChidosh tzarech u'muchrach lios b'seichel b'ra'ayon. This chidosh must take place with great thought, great seichel b'ra'ayon. V'sidra chayim yikavlu mimeila tzura chadosha v'vu eres yose. And the whole seder of life will take on a clear, a different, a new seder, a whole new tzura. that's mevueres yoseh, that's understood, that's clear. Hamidas atoivus, midas toivus, vahalichos shmiras atoira, and shmiras atoira, yikablu tam pnimi ruchni. All of our work in Musa, which means midas toivus, tikkun hamidas, and vahalichos shmiras atoira, and the practical observance of Yiddishkeit, of Torah mitzvahs, Ikablu tam pnimi ruchni will receive through our using the regesh and the machshava that Hashem gave us, all of our work in making ourselves into people with midas tovus, meaning tikkun hamusa, and shmiras atoira will receive a tam pnimi, a taste, a tam pnimi, ruchni, a deep spiritual tam, nimtok, that has been sweetened, umechubad bekvayd bekovad nala, which is mechubad, a whole different sense of covet, the whole avoda and tikkun hamidas, and all of our avoda and tikkun hamidas. When a person understands what the midah is, it's a very simple thing. It goes back to what we were talking about last week and the week before. So, somebody wants to work on the midah of atzlus, to try to improve in this area of laziness. He sees that he has such an inyan of laziness, and he wants to work on this inyan of laziness. So, he could. Work, there are many, many approaches, and there are all kinds of exercises that one could begin to use to try to force himself, to bring himself to be a person that is not so lazy. But when a person learns what laziness is, what is laziness? What's the midah of atzlus? What's the midah of laziness? What's the yesod ha'ofar? The yesod ha'ofar. Laziness comes from the yesod of ofar. Of that yesod, we're all created with the four yesodis. Eish, mayim, ruach, and ofar. Laziness comes from the yesod ha'ofar. Rav Schwartz, all this one time, the Bilvavi Mishkan Evna, put out a sefer around 2-3 months ago, just on the yesod ha'ofar, 300 pages. Just on this yisayt of offer, which is atzvus and atzlus, just the yisayt ha'offer, to understand, what's the yisayt ha'offer? What is this inside of me? What is it inside of me that is not allowing me to have energy? I talk to Yeshiva Bochum, the thing the last 10 years I'm hearing all the time, over and over and over again, I have low energy. I'll say, are you taking something? You want something? No. I just have low energy. I don't have a cheshek. I don't have energy. I don't have a chiyas. What does that mean? What is that? So again, you could do all kinds of, you could read in all kinds of Musa Svarim and do this and do this and break this and force yourself that and take upon yourself this and make a Kabbalah. A Kabbalah and a Kabbalah and a Kabbalah to do. I'm going to, every time that I oversleep, I'm going to give a dal to the pushka. You know, all the different things to do. So, and we find that these things will work a little bit. I mean, for sure, they could help a little bit, but doesn't really get to the midah itself. So the person learns, tries to learn stronger, more tief Musa, to beat himself up harder, and to frighten himself into submission. I mean, this sefer tells you about a starker Gehenna for lazy people. The last sefer I read was a mild Gehenna. I found a new sefer. Ooh, this is a gewalt. This sefer has like you have on the oven, you know, you could turn it up to broil, or 450, 350. I found it safer to make it up to 500, cook, bake, the whole thing. So that's going to get me out of bed. And that's going to give me a chiz that I can, why can't, I'm 18 years old, I'm 20 years old, I'm 30 years old, I can't walk into shul like a mensch 5 minutes before davening to put on tefillin and to daven like a normal person. I have to miss half the time and I can't do anything. And no chiz. So, when a person learns the tam ha-pnimi, what is laziness? Was is das? What is it? What is that? What is it? When the person learns the tam ha-pnimi of what laziness is, be'etzem, what's the yisod ha-ofer? What do I have inside of me? What do I have inside? What weapon do I have inside of me? In pnimius. Not by making with a clock and hanging up calendars around my bed and making. There's a bach that told me he has four alarm clocks. Different alarm clocks, yes. He has set in such a way because it doesn't. One doesn't work. Two, three is better. Only when he found that when he has four, and he's still late. Unless there's something physically wrong with him. What's going on? The connection between atzlus and atzus, laziness and depression. Very, very deep connection. The people who are chronically late are usually chronically depressed. And what is that inyan? What do I do about it? You don't know what to do about it in pnimius until you taste the tam ha-pnimi of what that mida is. Simcha. I was talking to a tzaddik the other day about simcha. Simcha. So we always talk about this. We discuss this many, many times. Simcha, you know, it's life, you know, it's hard. Kids, parnasa, it's hard. It's hard for me to be besimcha. You don't know what simcha is. It's hard for me to be besimcha. It's like me saying something, it's hard for me to be, and then say a Latin word. I don't know what it means. It's hard for me to be simcha. How do you say besimcha in Latin? I don't know. So if somebody says, it's hard for me to be besimcha. What is simcha? You think simcha is laughing? You think simcha is what you associate with the feeling that you have, like when you got a new car or something and you're happy, or when you got a nachas call from the teacher or something. What is simcha? What does it mean, simcha? If a person would have to write down, what is the mida of simcha? Simcha is not a mood, it's a mida. Ahava is not something that just comes over a person. Ahava is a mida. So Rav Kook is saying is that when a person enters into this world of musa, of tikkun hamidas, and Yiddish, practical Yiddishkeit, when he enters in with what? With regish and machshava, to what? To taste the tam ha-pnimi of this inyan, let's say, of tikkun hamidas. So it's a completely different surah to the person. It's a completely different surah. It's not that you have to sit around and wait until something makes you happy, or until you no longer have to work, or until all the kids behave properly. Because that usually doesn't happen in this world. There's always stuff going on. There's always plenty of things to get you upset. And even if Be'ezer Hashem, everything's okay in your house, there are other things going on. And if you're a sensitive person, it gets to you. There's just a lot of bad stuff and sad things going on. So what's the midah of simcha? So you go, no, it's hard for me to be happy. It's hard for me to be happy because happiness hasn't hit me. Because there are things in the way of my happiness. This is a goyish sprach. It's not a Jewish language. So what is the midah of simcha? What does it mean? One has to go to the very beginning, the shurish, in the shurish, in the nefesh, of what that is. So, first of all, through that there's a hamtake, there's an unbelievable sweetening that takes place. And it's nimtak umachuba be kovid nala, tremendous covered. I'm not some sort of an animal that lazy or that with a temper or whatever. I'm not an animal, and I have to find some way to beat the animal inside of me. I'm a Yid, and I have a Nefesh Elokis, and I have a Nefesh Bahamas. What is the Nefesh Bahamas? What are the Midas Mitzad Nefesh Bahamas? The Midas Mitzad Nefesh Elokis. We're learning that in Tanya. If a person hasn't learned Tanya, he doesn't have an Aleph, not the Aleph in this whole sugya. What does it mean? And this need and this demand for this time, this taste of pnimius, of who we are, and a pnimius diketam in our Yiddishkeit and our midas and our musar and so on, this has been prepared in all worlds. This is ready and waiting. The problem is that all the worlds are ready for this. All worlds were created for this. But the problem is, since we are not taking advantage of this, we're not seeking to respond to this great drisha, this great demand that Hashem planted in the universe, that his people, that his children should be on fire, that his children should be people of pnimiyim. By expanding our understanding, and through illuminating our lives with the light of the inner Torah, with the light, that light of Pnimiyus HaTorah, shall Nishmas HaTorah. So as a result of this, there's a Churban, and as we've spoken about in the past, Al kan ruach miskatzef ven yodea ma. There's an anger, and nobody knows why. There's an anger, and no one knows why. Jews are not beseder, not happy. Not happy, angry. You say every day, Ashrei Matov Chalkenu Anim Goleinu. So what if it's such an oyster, then why are you so miserable? Why are we so miserable? I remember many years ago when I was teaching in the yeshivas, there was a mother that was very upset about the kid becoming frum. And the mother said to me a sentence that hit me very strong. The mother said, ever since he got so religious, he seems to me to be sad. I want him to be happy. And she was right. She wasn't against, she said, I'm not against the mitzvahs, if he wants to keep mitzvahs. But I'm telling you, Rabbi, that ever since he got so frum, he became very, very sad. He just looks sad. He looks all the time like he's annoyed and upset and sad. So I spoke to him. I said, your mom said a good word. Well, I said, I see it on you also. She's right. Your mom is right. She's not against you. Because he was always telling me, my mother doesn't want me to do this. And my mother doesn't want this. She's against my being frum. And I told him, your mother's not against you being frum. But she's a mother, she doesn't really understand much about the frumkeit, but one thing she does understand, you're her kid, and she wants you to be happy. So what's the teretz? He's always nervous that he's not yaitse with what he's doing. He's not yaitse, and he didn't do the mitzvah right, or he's not learning enough, and he's also, you know, he had to, because a lot of his friends are not from, so he has to be different, and he's feeling this whole all of Yiddishkeit, and he's unhappy. He doesn't say, because he says, I made the right decision, I want to be from, but his association with frumkeit means, to him, the associations are negative, meaning that I became from, and now I'm like not a happy person anymore. And when he was carefree, hanging out with his chevra, doing affairs also, when he was in that place, so he was happy. Meaning, of course, with all the pshatim of what happiness means, they said, but your mother doesn't see that Yiddishkeit is bringing you up. She doesn't see that. It's stopping you from doing your various, but it's not bringing you up. Doesn't see. And where the Midas Tavis, we're going to see, he's going to talk more about this. Where the Midas Tavis, from all of the Torah learnings, should bring out much better Midas in all of us. Should bring out better Midas. So the mother says, I don't see that the kid is happy. I don't see that, honestly, I don't see that he's particularly nice to his sister. You know, I don't see he's acting any nicer to his sister. He's in a bad mood. Usually he's in a lousy mood. And he talks worse to his parents. He talks worse to his sister. Now, this didn't happen one time. I've seen this. So where it comes from, an ernstkeit, a seriousness, you know. So I tried to explain to the mother that the fact that a person has become serious doesn't mean that he's not happy. But she had something to what she was saying. He was happier. Not confusing that with truth and falsehood, but he was a happier person when he wasn't, when he didn't feel weighed down by the whole Yiddishkeit business. But how could that be? But the Baruch Shem gave us Yiddishkeit that it should make us into sad, angry people. But sometimes you could talk to a Ben Torah lately I'm saying more and more to guys, like, you know, kind of smile. First, before we talk, can I talk to you? Only if you smile. Try smiling. You haven't done it in years. It's hard. Smile. Wow. That's some accomplishment. And what does it look like? It's the biggest chilul Hashem in the world. The Shraya, the ones who are not religious, are running around smiling and laughing the whole time. And here, you supposedly are Ashreinu Matar Chalkeinu Manoim Galenu Mayofer Yishasainu. Ah, what an Oisha, what a Simcha. I'm a Yid, I'm Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. You walk around like that, it's such a punin, like who knows what, like you're from the Sar Haruga Malchus or something. Life is so hard. Ungeblusen. It's one of my father's favorite words he said. Whenever I walked in the service, my father says, what are you, ungeblusen? Can't translate that into English exactly. All the air is out of you. I mean, ungeblusen. Without a positive look. Venu deyama. And someone says, what's the matter with you? Why are you ungeblusen? What's the matter with you? Why aren't you happy? You hold, I'm not happy? Bams, I am happy. I'm happy. So you don't strike me as being a happy person. Because if it would be Zman Sim Chasein, there would be a din that I should be happy. But right now, it's already Noch Zman Sim Chasein. It's Marcheshem. Marcheshem, there's no din to be happy. And how are you happy when it's a din to be happy? What kind of happiness do you have by Zman Simchaseinu? Because you make a couple of rounds by Hakafis? Shine. Because you close your eyes and sing Tzave, Tzave a couple of times, Shine, that's happy. Your wife and your children know if you're happy or not happy. Not the guys in shul when you're dancing. Only your wife and your kids know whether you're a happy person. And your mother. She's well in position. That they know. So you know, Sam, the Tanya tells us that the healthiest approach is to take a certain time, to set aside a time of the week, whatever it is, 15 minutes, a half hour, and you think about those things that you've done wrong, you make a cheshbon, you have a little tzibrachenkeit, you go through that inyan, and then he says after that, and you say, I'm going to try to be better, and after that, there's a gewaldige simcha. But not, a yid should not allow himself ever, to be, no matter what the avera was, ever, to be just overcome by a mood of sadness, ever. It comes from the Sitra Achra, it has the Klipa signature all over it. And a person never ever does more mitzvahs or stops doing averas because of that. A kid, he usually gets buried. It's the biggest hatzlacha that Sitra Achra has is with that inyan. Whenever you have such, and that's why these thoughts come up a lot by davening. It never comes by davening. It never comes b'shas haveir, what a bum I am. What kind of a maneuver I am that I'm doing this haveir. It always comes like when you're doing a mitzvah. When you're doing a davening, then you have, oh, I'm such a bal haveir. Oh, you're maya mushkus. Why don't you think about the hashchosas when you're doing a hashchosa? Because there's all the business, there's all the Sitra Acha has this business, how he works with us. Never, ever, ever, when it's tam, a mood to be said, no such thing. No. But there's an inyum when we hear, God forbid, bad news, somebody had some sorrow, that's something, I'm not talking about that right now. To enter into the heart of another person and to feel his pain, that's iman eichet, that's sorrow, that's a big midah. But even that, not to Khalili, you saw by the tzaddikim that they would go into that place, and then a second later, they would be out of it. That's hard. That's a big avodah. We're not like that because we're used to being schlepped along by moods, and moods they just linger until they go away. We don't know what it is. You just wait till it goes away, or take some pill or something, make it go away. But by the tzaddik who's in control. So there's a tzara, and he enters into that tzara, and then a minute later he's completely back into simcha. As far as thinking about aveiros, b'chlal not. There are times for that, but not when it just hits you. Whenever it just hits you, a thought about an aveira, it's coming straight from the sitra. No, I'm not thinking about this right now. I'm saying a bracha. Right now I'm davening. Right now I'm learning. Right now I'm with my friends, my family. I'm Shabbos b'simcha. When am I gonna deal with this dark black hole in my life? Thursday between 11 and 11:30 p.m. I'll see you then. But right now, everything is white. Everything is lifted. This dark thing in my life, I know it's there. I'm not saying you don't exist. I know you're there. I'll get back to you. Don't give it such covet. Every time an aveira says, "You remember me? Thanks. You remember me?" I'm a mechabed aveira. Yeah, I remember you. Don't be mechabed, because it comes back when it gets covered. You know, it likes to get covered. You're not mechabed. So I know who you are. I know I did this aveira, and it sickens me. I'll talk to you Thursday between 11:30, and not 11:31. You understand? Don't you dare stay 1 minute past 11:30. 11:30, that's it. And you start to sing, and you do a rikud, and finished. The Rebbeinu Shlom, clean, finished, no more. That's the way that a yid has to live. This inyan that we're talking about, if a person doesn't learn the pnimius of sadness, then I'll say, but how could that be? Sadness is just a thing. It's just a thing in my life. It comes. I'm not in control. How could you be in control if you don't know what it is? You can't turn on your car if you don't know what the ignition is. So somebody gave you the most beautiful car in the world. You sit in the car and say, or maybe you could talk to the car now. I know there's such an Indian. You could say, drive. I don't know if they made that yet. But you could sit in the car and say, okay, let's go. And the car just sits there like that. And you say, let's go. It doesn't move. So that's what a person feels when it comes to Tikkun HaMidos. So he wants this and he wants that to be, and he wants to be better and he wants to be different. Then nothing happens. Because he doesn't bechlal know he never opened up the instructions. So he doesn't know where the ignition is. He doesn't know where this is or that is. Goes at night to drive. He says, it's dangerous to drive this thing at night. I can't see anything. So somebody says, shaita, there are lights. Yeah. He didn't look to see if there are lights. I don't know. I took a flashlight from the house. I was driving. I was trying a little bit, but it was very hard. No, the car has lights. But this is how we live. And it's not even like there's a difference between the marshal and the nimshal. The nimshal is much, much, much worse than driving without lights. We don't have bichlal, a musig of what it means, atzus, what it means simcha, what it means atzus, what it means ahava, what it means chesed. What does it mean to miss gabra on one's midas? What does it mean gevura? What's gevura? What does that mean, gevura? What's a taiva? What does it mean you have a taiva for something? What does it mean you have a taiva? What's a taiva? Hakol eino yosha be'enav. So this person walks around. And hakol eino yosha be'enav. So Hashem gave him this unbelievable machine. a Jewish mind and a Jewish heart. He gave him a regesh, a machshava, a koich like that. He's not learning the manual, the instructions, the pneumius of what this all is about, what this means, and what this could do for me. So hakol any yosher beinav. Hakol any yosher beinav. Nothing is, so everything is crooked, everything is bad, everything is wrong, everything is unclear. Kol hanhoge umechuyev zalpi din enemay tzechein. So let's go back to the mother and the kid that became from. Even though he believes in what he's doing, and that's why he's doing it, and he's sincere, but the truth is that this hanhaga, in his eyes, ain't a maitzechein. Ain't a maitzechein. The hanhaga doesn't find chein in his eyes. Does that make sense? He's a from person. Rav Kook says, this hanhaga and this mechuyev, meaning this din that he's keeping, the emes is ein maitzechein. The emes is, on some level, he's jealous of his friends that are going out Friday night. And he's going out with his friends that they don't have to be careful to watch every single minute of the clock. Am I doing this? Am I not doing that? Or I should be doing this and I shouldn't be doing that. Or if I said what I said might be Lashon Hara or might not be Lashon Hara and I don't know. And he doesn't find chayin in it. If people found so much chayin in davening, they would come on time, no? Things that you find chayin in, you come on time. We used to play basketball in high school. There'd be a big game. You'd come earlier to take some hot shots and some layups, now to warm up a little bit. And I remember, like an idiot, you used to stand online to take a layup. You ever do that? You stand online, but like a couple of guys, like seven guys, just standing, and then they throw you the ball, and you take a layup, and you go back around. Think about it. It's a way to live like that. He goes in, you wait online. Anyway, it's not, a layup is not hard. So I guess it was a way of loosening up or something. You come on time for that, because it's maisechein, beinecha, because you like it. Rav Kook says it's a very, very upsetting sentence. Kol munah kol hanhaga mechuyev al pi din ein maisechein, because he doesn't know the chein in this, he doesn't see the chein in this mitzvah. He doesn't see the chein in davening. He doesn't see the chein in this mitzvah or the chein in not doing that aveira. He doesn't see the chein in it because he didn't learn chein is the aisiyas chachman nistaris. He doesn't know what's nister in this. He doesn't see what's in this. B'nei shumavakesh olam shel or mischadesh. Since inside the person there is this need to uncover a new light in his life. So he thinks, and oftentimes he's been taught over and over by fine rebbeim and teachers that the only way to come to that new light in himself is by what? Shviras kol hayashon, by smashing and destroying everything that was, by destroying all the old stuff. Vuhu ta'us. And as we learned a lot in Aris HaTshuva, vuhu ta'us. And that is a mistake. See that boy that they came from? He had to shatter all of the idols of the past. He had to break everything of the past. And as we learned in Aris HaTshuva, he destroyed the natural, healthy Simchas HaChaim that he had as a kid. Now he became Mr. Intense from Chavetz Chaim, Chassam Sofer, Baal Shem Tov, Ben Ish Chai. So he destroyed all of the tamimus, all the simchas achaim, all the chiyus that he had as a kid. He destroyed, and he thinks that he has to destroy that. And he's heard, and he could quote maybe some shmuzn that he's heard about how the past. And Rambam says you have to be a new person. You even change your name, and everything has to be different. Vutaus, That's a mistake. So how does one come to this or of regesh and machshava, of pnimius? Hu yimtzeiu rak beha'oras achadish. This is Rav Kook's battle cry all the years, not to destroy that which was old, but to illuminate beha'oras achadish, that which is new, with seeing that which was always there inside of you. Beha'oras achadish. Psichas ha-ma'ayan, by opening the well springs, they're bubbling underneath, they're in there, but it's all like by sitmum plishtim, like by the plishtim, the dirt was blocking everything. All that Yitzhak Avinu did was he took away what was blocking. The whole avoid of the Ovis was with wells, no? And the Ramban, of course, is the first Beis HaMikdash, the second Beis HaMikdash, each well. The whole avoid of the Ovis was with wells. And you think, like, this is, like, they have nothing better to do? How come they weren't opening up yeshivas and stuff? They were around digging wells the whole time. Even in the chat, it's hard to understand what they were Isaac in with these things. What if Avraham Avinu had an Indian? And who are the plishtim? And what's a plishti inside of us that shuts up the well? That closes it. And the whole Indian of Yitzchak was to, not to something different, the whole Indian of Yitzchak was to how to take off the covering of the plishtim from the well that my father built, that my father dug. How do I take off the covering from that? Because that's what emunah is. Emunah is that, is a ma'ayan of emunah inside each and every one of us. The psichas amai, but you have to open up. You have to take off the covering. The ha'oras ginzei Torah, to allow the light of the inner Torah, the hidden Torah, to shine. The nishmas yisoid ha'emunah v'das alakim, and the soul of the foundation of faith and knowledge of God. Those are the wells. That's what it is. Everybody knows that all the chassidus svarim, in one way or another, Svasemis, Baal Tanya, Reb Tzadik, all the svarim, Hakadoshim, when they see those two words, Lech Lecha, that's the first thing the Baruch Shalom said to Avraham Avinu. That means that's the first thing that he tells each and every one of us. Lech Lecha. So one person who's listening in Shidchias, in Chitzanias, he thinks that Lech Lecha means what? To go someplace. Over there he's going to find the Baruch Shalom. But all the Svarim HaKadoshim say that Lech Lecha means what? Lech Lecha. Lech Lecha. El Ha'aretz Asher Areka, to land that I will show you, all the Svarim say, well, I will show you to yourself. Asher Areka, I will show you who you are. You don't have to go someplace else. I will show you who you are. I will help you. If you want to find that, I will help you. Elokim de Katnas. Ha holoch v'nidchim ne'or ha-moichin ha-mamash me'shuva. He says a very, very, very deep thing here. There's also Kabbalah in Yana, but just for us, on a simple level, to try to understand. Because the Inyan of Katnas and Godless is a very big thing in Kisvei Ari. Elokim de Katnas. The God of Smallness. Meaning, when a person's perception of God is in a place of katness, of smallness, of shallowness. Now, the person doesn't want that. We're talking about somebody who feels that there's a drisha inside for something bigger. And he's not satisfied anymore listening to these things about elikim de katness. I know there are many of you here that you read these things, you hear these things, and you can't take it anymore. That you can't take anymore the Elokim de Katnas. You want an Elokim de Godless, not the Katnas. So the Elokim de Katnus, ha'holich v'nidche b'nei or ha'moichen. So you're pushing away the Elokim de Katnus. You don't want the Elokim de Katnus. You go look at 95% of the English form that they put out. It says on it, each one has a title, but on top, if you read it carefully, it says Elokim de Katnus. Elokim de Katnus. And we don't, and you know that that's not for you. You read already. You read already the tales of Ashgacha Pratis number 3. You had it already. Elokim de Katnus. That because if you would have come to the, if you would have gotten into the car 5 minutes earlier, you would have gotten killed in that car accident. Now we know why you should be wearing a longer skirt. You've already been through that. Elokim de Katnus. So you're pushing away the Moichin de Katnus, the Elokim de Katnus. I can't take this anymore, this stuff. And the problem Rav Kook talks about now is what happens to the Jew who's had it with Elokim de Katnus, but he hasn't found Elokim de Godless? Or he doesn't know where to look for it. / most of the kids in high school. Well, a significant percentage of kids in school as they're growing up. That there's something of a Katnus that hasn't done it for them, but they haven't found Elokim de Godless. And it's not like anybody's talking to them about Elokim de Godless. Elokim de Katnus. One of the chevra told me yesterday that his daughter told him that she's a little girl, I don't, maybe fifth grade or sixth grade. She said to him, "Daddy, I wish I wasn't Jewish." So if her father, first of all, to hear such words, I told him not to be nispoil from such a lush. It means that she's, I didn't say to him these words, but it means that she's saying, already at that age, I don't have any feeling for Elokim de Katnus. This is not appealing to me. The Yiddishkeit de Katnus, Moichin de Katnus, small. So what happens is that Elokim de Katnus, the perception of Elokus that's in the place of Katnus, ha'holich v'ninchub ne'or ha'moichin v'mash me'shuvah, because there's a light of Moichin. This person is already starting to feel, I'm not talking about a little kid, but the person is starting to, feel there's a light, there's something bigger. There's an Elokim de Godless out there. And the light is beginning a little bit to make its way through all the caves of his brain and his heart. That's coming, it's trying to get in, it's a little bit of that light to see things in a higher way, in a deeper way, in a greater way. Elokim de Godless is creeping into his consciousness, and Elokim de Godless. The came and shehigiyah show, the time has come for Elokim de Godless. The came and shehalavavis mukhsharus l'gedulais, and the hearts are ready. We're living in the generation before Mashiach, and the hearts are ready for Godless. So to neglect Pnimius HaTorah will only cause the delay of the Or HaGadol, of the great light of Elokim the Godless. That won't be able to quickly come and to appear in your life. Rifyun Yadayim HaTorah, a weakening of one's learning of Torah, of Pnimius. Yuchal rak la'acheres or ha'gula can only delay the light of redemption. But the problem is, avol katnus and the dresh is lehidachais. But on the other hand, going back to katnus he knows he doesn't want. Katnus he knows, I don't feel any connection to this Yiddish guy, what they're telling me about. I don't feel any connection to this. The katnus he for sure doesn't want. So the Katnus already inside of him, because he already feels a little bit of awe, he doesn't know exactly what it is, but the Katnus he doesn't want. So what happens is, the Katnus, there's this demand inside of him to get out of this Katnus that he's in,
this craziness that he's in, that I have to daven by 4:32 in the afternoon, or else, you know, whatever. He feels that the katnus is getting to him. So that he's pushing away. Tidoche. Ben kach, the katnus he's pushing away. Which, of course, I could take with it. Shadas and Trillim, Shmiras, Hamitzvahs, all together. Because his whole association with Yiddishkeit is Elokim the katnus. He feels that the katnus is unbearable. He wants to get this out of his life, the katnus. And he thinks that the whole Yiddishkeit, he feels a katnus. It doesn't have any chain, it doesn't have any charm, it doesn't have any depth and beauty. So the katnus is getting to him. Because Be'etzim, the neshamas of Tayyub before Mashiach comes are very big neshamas. That's why I say a lot of the kids now, they come into the world with big neshamas, and he's hit with some teacher, you know, some teacher from the world of katnus, and the katnus and the godless and the kid, and he is katnus and katnus. Everything that he just got them is katnus. All they're feeding him is katnus. And he has an inyan of godless inside of him. So the katnus, he can't stand. The godless, he doesn't know. And not only the godless doesn't know, but they're saying, oh, no, that's not for you. There's no godless. Godless is only for some very, 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 very big rabbis. That's not for you. So tidoch afilu b'pnei ha-hechsha shel hisnaitzu tzair ha-gedoyla. You know, he's clearing out all katnas to get ready for the big fire of godless. He's clearing out the katnas. Afilu b'yoyse k'musa b'koyach b'rayan sofun ha-tzorch shechlulu pituch. Even though the godless needs to be worked on, the godless needs to be refined, the godless needs to be explained. Of course, he's raw. It needs to be developed and clarified. But umanoira hu hamatzav. How horrible is this matzav? Boisa haperik, during that time, shemoichin de katnas hoichel benidchem, the moichin of katnas is being driven out of himself. He can't stand the moichin of katnas. But the moichin de godless shein boim lahoyer, and the moichin de godless that only want to illuminate his entire existence, kim ayidei shenoyer oisim. But the only way to bring that light in is what? Is by shenoyer oisim b'deo v'haska b'limu b'tuach hogan, by learning pnimius in a proper way and entering into the depths of Torah. Einem boim, they're not allowed in. They don't come. So I'm getting rid of moichin de katnus and I'm replacing it with what? Nothing. He's in limbo. Nishtahin, nishtaher. No moichin de katnus. He used to be mesameach himself, maybe a little moichin de katnus. So because an Irish guy, like going back to the kid that's not from. So he had a good time. He's hanging out with the guys. They sit around in the pizza shop, they get schmoozed, have a good time, talk about girls, talk about sports, have a good time. Moichin de katnus, the katnus, the katnus. But having a good time. So now he's getting old and he thinks there's bigger things in the world. He starts to feel a certain aura. So like, this moichin de katnus is not for me. Now I'm going to get serious. I'm going to buckle down. And how do you get serious? He asks, how do I get serious? He says, this means you're serious. What about a little pneumonia or something? No. That's maybe when you're 40. That's not now. But the emes is, he doesn't see the chain in these things because he still feels that it's katnus. He's learning Hilchus Hanhoges Besakisei in Shulchan Aruch. And he looks at his chavrus at some point and he says, are you okay with this stuff? Like, we just spent the last 2 hours talking about with which hand, you know, to take care of oneself. Are you okay with this? Now, I'm not saying Chalilu, that's a katnus. It's Pnimius of Pnimius. But he doesn't know that. So he thinks, he's looking at his chavrusa. He says, you know, tell you the truth, you know the music we used to listen to? We used to hang out and listen to that music? I found like more connection to Pnimius. I found more spirituality in the song that I just found in the last 2 hours of talking about right hand, left hand. I just got to tell you the truth, that's the truth. And he sees in this thing in Shulchan Aruch, katnus of the katnus. And he has reference points about how he had his girlfriend in 10th grade, and ooh, they loved each other, and we spoke about deep things, and he wrote her a poem. And then he sits here for 2 hours and hugs his besakisa. Katnus. So he doesn't want katnus in his life. He wants godless. But he's not shown, again, where's the godless in this? Where's the godless in this? And I say over and over, this the most you see with all of these machines, which when a kid tells me, Dad, you don't even know what your cell phone is capable of, Daddy. You think your phone can only make a phone call. You don't know what your phone can do. You have no musig of what your phone can do. This phone has into that godlessship of godless. And I'm using it in such a way of cockness. I just make phone calls. I don't know the phone has all kinds of things. I mean, I see when you said where it says menu, it says all kinds of, I don't know what they mean, but it says all kinds of different things it does. And it's almost cockness. That's how you use your phone. You're not ashamed of yourself. You use your phone call to make, use your phone to make phone calls? Nobody does that. There's so many things the phone does. This phone you could put on the table, it'll make a panas, it'll learn Torah. It'll get married, it'll have children. This phone, you use it to make phone calls. What a lo yitzlich you are. Good Rav Kook says, in between. So what happens to this person? Kama choshuch ve'efel hamatzah, ve'ofel hamatzah, how dark and cloudy and miserable is that matzah. I got rid of the cockness, but I don't have the godless. Horrible. That's horrible. That's what's going on. Horrible. So I get out of the cockness. I'm going to go back to some, okay, I know it's an Irish guy, but at least the music gave me some high. At least the stuff I was taking gave me some high. At least my girlfriend gave me a high. Something happened, something. This cockness, the cockness.
And Rav Kook says, and how crooked is the hadrocha, is the guidance of those who know that the Pnimius HaTorah is everything. And they're still saying to everybody, remain in your tininess, in your shiftless, in your smallness. He says how pathetic that is, how wrong it is, how terrible is that hadrocha to give Jews. Such a hadrocha to remain in their smallness. When you know there's much bigger stuff over here. And you don't help people to open up in their hearts a gate for the Melech HaKovet to come in. That Hashem himself should come into their hearts and should shine in their hearts and to open up to him a shahr for the Melech HaKovet. You know he's standing right behind the wall. You know that the Melech HaKovet is there. And you don't help people to open up the gate to allow him in. He's watching us through the windows and peeking at us through the cracks. You know that the Baruch Shalom is inside the Jew. And you don't allow him to open up to that place. This is Rav Kook's condemnation of the leaders of the generation. And as true as this was then, it's even more so now. Although there are always shining exceptions to that, but the overall picture of Moichendik stuck in between Moichendik Kathness without Moichendik Godless, remember that. This is what Rav Kook is saying is the Matziv of Hador, is the Matziv of our generation. And our avoid is to godless, moichin the godless, lakus the godless, more and more godless for ourselves, for our children, and we should be zeicher for the Yom HaGadol v'Anor, for Hashem, it should be the car.